Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk podcast, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in capital markets. I'm Dave Jackson. Voyager Pharmaceuticals has built a successful business model from the ground floor up, based on sound principles, with a focus on developing barium and iodine radiocontrast products and bromine-based pharmaceutical products. The company provides its products to medical applications and diagnostics. Through its three subsidiaries, Voyager Industrial Minerals, Voyager Inc., and a joint venture with Chief Medical Supply called Imaging X Pharmaceuticals, the Calgary-based company is executing on a model that will see it control all input costs from mineral production to pharmaceutical manufacturing to manufacturing radiocontrast in bottles for distribution. Chief Medical Supply has one of the largest pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities in North America in Mississauga, Ontario, with multiple lines capable of producing over 500 sterile bottles per minute. Today we're joined by the company's CEO and director, Brent Willis, to learn more about Voyager's corporate vision. And first of all, Brent, thanks very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on your podcast. I appreciate it.
So, Brent, for our listeners that may be discovering your company for the first time, can you please give us a little background history about yourself and a brief overview of your operations?
Sure. Voyager was founded by my brother, Brad Willis, and myself. We took it public in 2017. My brother and I's background is in the mining industry. We have each over 30 years of experience. And we've been moving projects forward throughout our careers and building companies. Voyager's evolved from a mineral exploration company into a pharmaceutical radio contrast company. Our plans are producing our own mineral ingredient and selling it to the end user in the healthcare industry. By doing that, we become fully integrated and reduce all our costs to allow us to have a high-margin business. And we've coined the term "from the earth to the bottle" as our motto, as we remove the middleman from the supply chain.
Now, how has the company grown since the corporation?
Well, it's been very significant since 2017, where we did our first drilling program on our flagship property, Francis Creek barium sulfate project, and we've established the resource, and we now know that it's the highest grade barium sulfate deposit in the world. And this is significant as we can advance our project, selling our barite into some of the highest end markets in the barium sulfate business. So recently, SGS published results which confirmed that we've achieved a barite with a barium sulfate content of 98.6%. This is very significant, as any other source of barium sulfate in the world to reach these types of grades has to be man-made in a chemical manufacturing plant. So we have a naturally occurring high-grade barium sulfate deposit that allows us to move into markets where no one else in the natural barite market can access.
Now, can I get a bit of background information on how the company has transitioned from a pharma company to a fully integrated company now involved in three barite-bearing mining properties right here in BC?
Sure. Well, these projects, we've been working on them for the last 20 years. My brother and I own a company called Tiger Ridge Resources. These properties were developed in Tiger Ridge and are now in Voyager. And the grade of the Francis Creek barite allows us to sell into the pharmaceutical sector. And it's our belief that we'll need to capture the highest margin possible. And to do that, we can manufacture barium contrast. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there's different grades of barium sulfate or barite that are in the market. There's industrial, there's oil field, and there's pharmaceutical grade. But by bypassing all the middlemen and making our own contrast product, we can sell that direct to the healthcare consumer to recover the highest margin possible, which all shareholders are looking to achieve in any company.
100%. Now, Brent, your company is truly unique in the space in that you're a complete seed-to-sale mining and processing manufacturer, as you said earlier, from the earth to the bottle. What are the core benefits of this business model to investors?
Well, it's profitability. becoming fully integrated, it reduces all costs compared to our competition. But by owning our own source of minerals and controlling all costs throughout the supply chain, it increases our profitable margins over and above all our competitors. And this is will have a direct impact on the volume of sales that we'll be able to achieve as we move projects forward.
Now, can you elaborate on any upcoming hirings, partnerships, agreements, LOIs, et cetera, you know, that may be of interest to investors?
Well, the most recent is we just announced this morning that a new director that has joined our board, his name is Ron Sifton. Ron is a bit of an icon in Alberta. He was instrumental in taking New Alta Corp from a small startup to a billion-dollar market cap with thousands of employees under their management. Ron, he was the CFO of New Alta, and he'll be our new chair of our audit committee. Our goal is to create a strong, independent board of high-level talent. I'm currently still looking for more candidates to join our board, particularly in the pharmaceutical sector. And currently on our board, we have Trent Abraham, who has extensive experience running public companies and has an excellent track record of successfully turning distressed companies into winners. We have Randy Hankel, who is a geologist with over 40 years of experience on our board. He has extensive experience on multiple mineral discoveries. His knowledge in mineral brine deposits and mineral brine chemistry is paramount for our projects moving forward. And he was involved in the first lithium deposit discovered in Nevada, which is currently owned by Albemarle. Charles Littlejohn, a director at our company, he has a background in pharmaceuticals and law. He's been instrumental in moving Voyager forward, and his experience in business has been, just in the last year and a half, he's been one of the driving forces of changing direction of this company. And our last board member is Dr. Merle Olson, who is with Chief Medical, our JV partner. He has pharmaceutical expertise, and his background is in drug development, formulation, manufacturing, distribution, and sales.
That sounds like you've got quite the all-star team on board.
Yeah, and we're still going to keep building it. So,
Excellent. Now, as contrast media, that sector in general, gains more and more traction internationally, how do you see your company as a game changer within the current marketplace status quo? And if so, how do you create a competitive advantage for the company moving forward?
Our goal is to become the lowest cost manufacturer of mineral-based contrast media products. And our concept of being fully integrated is the key to this. By combining our mineral expertise with our partner's pharmaceutical expertise, we believe we can be the most competitive manufacturer worldwide. By creating a fully integrated barium and iodine supply chain, we should be able to create substantial growth to move the company forward to the next level.
Now, many might not realize this, but your market is projected to be valued internationally at $7 billion. No other company in this market owns their supply chain outside of China, as far as I know. Can you walk us through this supply chain and, you know, how this helps control costs and increase profitability?
Well, I think if we look back at the work we did in Tiger Ridge when we were mining underground at our Jubilee Mining Project in 1999, our all-in cost was around $120 a ton at that time. But to mine the barite and put it in powder and in a sack. So our cost will obviously be higher in 2021. We don't have an exact cost yet until we finish all our preliminary economic assessment with SGS Minerals. But I estimate our costs are in Canadian dollars going to be between $300 to $600 per ton. So we've already landed third-party pharmaceutical-grade barite at our plant in Calgary, and it costs $5,000 a ton. So when you look at the cost difference in the main ingredient of barite, we have potentially a 700% to 1,500% advantage over our competitors on our ingredient costs. And that is, and the fact that barium sulfate makes up 98% of the ingredient cost in barium contrast allows us to become very, very competitive. In addition, we remove all the middlemen throughout the supply chain, and every time you remove one middleman, your profit margins increase accordingly. So becoming fully integrated, owning our own supply allows us to become the most competitive in the marketplace.
Your investor deck states, and I quote, "By controlling costs, eliminating all middlemen in the supply chain and becoming the only pharmaceutical radiographic contrast company to utilize its own mineral resource. Imaging X will have a great market advantage. How so?
Because we're going to be able to produce products that at a very healthy profit. So imagine, if you will, if you know, we could produce products and we could sell them at the same cost price as our competitors and still make a healthy margin.
Right.
That was the advantage we have, is that because we are fully integrated moving forward, we'll be able to compete with anyone in this business because nobody else has their own fully integrated supply chain. And it all comes down to profitability and being able to compete with our competitors beyond what they can compete with us at.
So what can you tell us about the three barite properties themselves, including Francis Creek? This is Voyager's highest grade deposit.
Well, we have three deposits in BC. One we call Jubilee Mountain, which we mined back in the 90s. It was shut down due to the development cost to go deeper on it and the fact that the price of barite was deflated back in those days. So there is potential to open that up a little deeper on it. It requires drilling and more exploration to move that project forward. We have Pedley Mountain, which is another exciting project that is near Radium, BC. There's a historic resource on there of 300,000 tons. It is not 43-101 compliant, and we do need to do an exploration program and drilling on the project. SGS is currently testing the barite from Pedley, and we're hopeful that it's going to come back as potentially another pharmaceutical-grade project for us. And then, of course, Francis Creek, it's our crown jewel. There's no other barite project in the world that has natural occurring barite with grades in excess of 97.5% barium sulfate. We're having results that are in excess of 98% barium sulfate. We have the highest grade barite in the world, which opens up the door to all sorts of different other markets outside of the pharmaceutical sector as well, where we can sell our barite into.
Well, finally, Brent, can you tell our audience a little bit about your corporate management team along with the experience and innovative ideas that they bring to the pharma and mining space?
Well, Brad and myself, we have over 30 years of experience in the mining business. We've brought two discoveries from outcrop producing mining. We have multiple mineral discoveries behind us, and we have extensive management experience running multiple cash flowing companies over the years. We have a CFO, Gordon Forbes. He has over 30 years experience in the accounting field. He's been involved in multiple public companies. And our VP of finance, his name is Stephen Livingston. He's had over 20 years experience in the finance industry. And the majority of experience is all in the public market sector. We have a great team of people that are working hard together, along with a great board of directors that we're going to continue to build. And we're just at the beginning phases here of building a fantastic company into a position of cash flow. In addition to that, we also have Health Canada registrations that are in the queue. We're waiting for those to be approved. And upon approval of Health Canada registrations, we can begin selling our product. So we're very close to cash flow, and we've done a lot of work to get to where we are. We have a great joint venture partner with Chief Medical Supply that have turnkey barium contrast manufacturing lines ready to go and iodine. And we're going to continue to move forward and build this company, and everything is going quite well to date.
Exciting times. Well, we've been speaking with Voyager Pharmaceuticals CEO and Director Brent Willis. I'd like once again to thank Brent for joining us and sharing his helpful and insightful information about Voyager with our Stockhouse Podcast listeners and investors. For Stockhouse Media, I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.